Recently, I answered a question, can we use Facebook for preaching? And I answered that I'm not much in favor of all these things myself, but it could be used, as I know that some of the leading devotees in ISKCON, they have Facebook accounts, which I presume they use for communicating with others and preaching. I really have very little idea what Facebook is all about. I've seen a Facebook page, I think, once. My own one that was created by someone else. I have no interest in it, personally. There's already life that's already too complicated. Email is about as far as I go. Even the phone I don't like to use much. I'd rather have real friends than Facebook friends. It's like, you know, Facebook friend is just someone you don't really know at all. Anyway, I got a response from that, from a disciple of mine who was disappointed that I'd given that answer, because according to him, in the area that he's situated in, Facebook is a big problem among the devotee youth. For instance, the so-called devotee youth, among them on Facebook, one male member of the congregation started to threaten a youth girl for money when they got acquainted on Facebook. Members have been adding every Das Dasi Maharaj on as friends, resulting in Gauriya Ritvikvadi, I guess that means Gauriya Mat and Ritvikvadi infiltration. Many men use Facebook to track down girls. They ask them how many rounds they chant, and then afterwards they say, well, let's meet. They often, the parents don't have any way to control them, the young people on this, and the young people often spend 2 hours a day on Facebook. I don't know where they get the time to do all these things. So, according to this devotee, Facebook should be a fifth regulated principle, no Facebook. Actually, years ago, I wrote on to all my disciples via BVKS Sangha that I already told them not to watch TV. So here's another one. Don't wander around the internet. Better, if you have time, better read Prabhupada's books or memorize verses or distribute books or do some. The internet has its uses, but it tends to be misused, and Facebook seems to be, from what I didn't really know about all this, I've just been educated about this. Facebook seems to be the next contribution of Maya. And many things which they can be used well, but the tendency is to misuse them. So, okay. We'll leave it. Better leave it to the gurus and senior devotees in ISKCON to preach via Facebook. And yeah, that one look I had, it looked pretty shallow to me, the whole thing. So if you have more time, study the books, distribute the books. Facebook again, yeah, it's just, it makes people more and more shallow.